Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Quick Days with Mark. We've got a big show for you today, with music from Emmy Davis, Adam Doliak, and a world premiere of the debut single from Rebel Union. We'll also talk about the time we had Zach of Rebel Union on the show for an interview. This should be a good one, folks, but with that being said, let's not waste any time and take you back to 2 weeks ago and let's see how the countdown shook out and where we left things. In the a number three slot 2 weeks ago was a new one from Megan Golden called I Miss Missing You. At number two last week was my friend Stevie Jewel with her brand new song Earthquake, and in the number one spot last week was Joe Smith with her a brand new song Dance Dirty. So we'll either Emmy Davis, Adam Doliak, or Rebel Union take number one, but you'll just have to tune in and find out. And kicking things off today at number three is the brand new single from the super talented Miss Emmy Davis. After we play the song, I'll tell you a little bit about Emmy, but with that being said, here is Emmy Davis at number three with her a brand new song, Middle of Nowhere, on Indie Country Radio.
We ain't got nothing to lose. Take me back to
down, didn't care what anybody said. We were living like we ain't got nothing to lose. Take me back to the middle of nowhere.
And coming in today at number three, that was the super talented Emmy Davis with her a brand new song, A Middle of Nowhere. A singer-songwriter, Emmy Davis, is from Huntingdon, West Virginia, the home of the A Will R. Marshall movie and the school Marshall University. Growing up, Emmy's dreams were far from ordinary. If you asked her what she wanted to be when she, quote, grew up, you wouldn't receive the typical response. She had developed a strong love for music at a very early age, quote, "It's hard for me to deny that music has always been my calling," and he says, "while other kids outgrew their dreams being in the circus, a firefighter, or a veterinarian, Emmy's heart always had high hopes of pursuing her passion of singing. When asked today what she wants, a music career is still at the top of her list, and now she is setting her vision in motion. Quote, "Growing up, music became my closest friend. As a young girl, she began to share her voice at church, local theater, theater productions, festivals, fairs, and singing competitions. 10-year-old Emmy began to write songs in her journal and discovered a newfound love for songwriting. Quote, "When I discovered I could share my feelings through a song was when I realized what magic power music really was. At age 12, Emmy received her first guitar from her grandfather, who inspired her to play. She began taking lessons at the local music store. Quote, "I remember growing up and singing along with my grandpa to traditional country songs by Willie Nelson and Patsy Cline. I grew up listening to a array of styles, but I really developed a appreciation toward the honesty country music portrayed. After the realization that Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, was where every aspiring artist must go to get their star. A young Emmy set her sights on making a mark. After several trips to Nashville, 15-year-old Emmy left without the record deal she envisioned. in order not to be overlooked, she realized she had to be different. Amy came back home, and instead of trying to write what was already out there, she looked for influences at her roots. She began to play for anyone willing to listen. Her YouTube videos, churches, fairs, school talent shows, restaurants, bars, festivals, benefits, and sporting events. Quote, as far back as I can remember, the music has been a part of who I am. It's not just something that I'm going to give up or outgrow. Today, Amy is continuously writing and working toward independently launching her first EP. Quote, playing music has been such a blessing and gift to me. I want to give that a gift back by sharing it with you. My only goal at the moment is to make music that will matter to someone else. Amy is currently writing and performing as much as she can in our home state and the tri-state area. Stay tuned for music, a show date, and news. And as I said, I don't have a show date posted yet for Amy, but I'll keep a looking and keep you guys posted. And that takes us to the number two slot on the show today. At number two, it is the world premiere debut of a super talented band called The Rebel Union. I'm made up of Suzanne Moeller, Blake Moeller, Allison Laughlin, and Zachary Laughlin, based out of Nashville, Tennessee. I'm honored to be at least they tell me the first radio show to be able to play this debut song. So with that being said, at number two is the world premiere from Rebel Union, Secondhand High on Indie Country Radio.
Stopping by, you say it's different, but I know that's a lie. You see, I've heard it all before, all your lies. I'm just a temporary fix to fill the emptiness inside, and it's easier to give in than to fight.
So I breathe you in.
Breathe you in.
last time. You say it's over and close your eyes.
Then I breathe you in.
This on Facebook a few months ago, and I'm glad that they actually put this in their bios. So this is a little bit different. What I'm gonna do is go through each of these bios individually. This is some funny stuff, y'all. So let's start with Blake Moeller. Blake is basically a musical prodigy and is responsible for any recording slash producing slash arranging of Rebel Union. He plays pretty much any instrument you could dream up, except for the kazoo. He's way too much of a snob for a kazoo. He's originally from Thorntown, Indiana. We have no idea where that is either. If something needs fixing or building, Blake's your guy. He literally built a computer, a guitar, and even a Kedio for his kittens, a Gibson and Howie from scratch. He even taught himself how to build a guitar pedal so well, he started his own company, National Pedal Company. We taught him the best way to eat a cupcake. When you think about it, it's really the same thing. Blake also knows an ungodly amount of Star Wars trivia. Be forewarned. Going to the movies with Blake is an adventure in and of itself. Let's just say he pretends to be a Roman Empire and the four previews are subjects about to be thrown to the lions. It's a dog-eat-dog world up there, folks. And no preview is safe. Oh, and he is the undisputed Mario Kart champ of 2017. He told me to include this. Use that information as you like. Okay, moving on to Allison Laughlin. Allison's main role in the group is to shred the air guitar and perform emotion-ridden interpretive dance. But she also sings sometimes. She thinks she's pretty good at harmony. She also wrote all these bios so she can pretty much say anything she wants in your have stake of this fact. Sorry about that. Her guilty pleasure is reading fan theories about Game of Thrones. Please don't try to argue with her about it. She knows all. If she weren't living in Nashville, she would live at the beach. If it were socially acceptable, she would start her mornings with mimosas instead of coffee. But she owns an unhealthy amount of shoes. This one time she won a ticket onto the Port Paradise cruise and flow rider drinks himself in champagne, took her shirt off and threw it to her. This explains her love of mimosas, y'all. She has no sense of direction. And about 95% of the time, her phone is dead. Her only GPS is on her phone. Not the best combination. If you see her stopped at a gas station crying 5 minutes from her house, she's not having a breakdown, and it's not quote, hormonal. She just lost, okay? All right, moving on to Suzanne Miller. Suzanne's at her best when she's writing killer lyrics and melodies. She's also at her best when she's laying in bed with her two cats and a bowl of guacamole. And she's also an amazing listener and truly empathizes with others. She's kind of like your own personal Oprah. Just don't jump on her couch, bro. Were you raised in a barn? Speaking of barns, Suzanne grew up in rural Iowa, in rural Iowa and Illinois. But contrary to popular belief, she did not spend her childhood milking cows and sucking corn. In fact, she developed her love of music, scooping ice cream at a Gold Stone and singing for tips. Technically, we all still sing for tips, so I guess not much has changed on that front. Except now she gets to do it with her best friends and with a bio that she loves. And that comes a carpal tunnel and a calorie free, y'all. She's a true optimist and sees the best in people. She also sees poor fashion choices in my old life, thanks to her experience as a stylist for Anthropology. And no, she can't get you a discount because you're strict about that. And our Suzanne is a role follower, except for when it comes to Mario Kart. Her house looked like it jumped out of a West Elm magazine, and she's always lighting up those a good smelling candles to catch my drift, which you should because I'm being literal. Suzanne is also a vegetarian because she's a better person than you. Admittedly, this sometimes makes late night a drunken eating a difficult task, but she still finds a way to do it. I'll have having a serious philosophical heart to heart with you. And last but not least, Zach Laughlin. Zach is a business mind behind the group. He's never short of energy or a Chris Farley impressions. But you can always count on him to make the lyrics of literally every song dirty. I grew up in a Columbus, Georgia, near Allen Jackson territory, but spent most of the time playing baseball and listening to his favorite band ever, Creed. He still thinks there might be a chance that they'll ask him to replace Scott Stapp. But in the meantime, here we all are. Zach loves to work out almost as much as he loves queso and expensive craft beer. He wears his shirts one size too small to show off his muscles, but we aren't complaining. He's a former college baseball player, and there was this one time he wore a Speedo on the bus, making the University of Georgia real proud. Zach also likes to indulge in the occasional sweet/fruity mixed drink. This is not a euphemism. He will sip on a pink drink with an umbrella anytime, anywhere. Hashtag no shame. In a past life, he was a math teacher and baseball coach, so if you make fun of him for his guilty drinking pleasure, he'll make you run a foul pole until you puke. He will, at the same time, make you listen to I Want It That Way on repeat while solving a complex linear equation. Just kidding, we think. His claim to fame is that he won the University of Georgia's American Idol competition. No, he didn't sing a Creed song, and surprisingly, he didn't change the words of his audition song to make him dirty. But he could have. And that was the hilarious bios of the four members of Rebel Union. And I think these bios were probably written by Allison, which which if they were, Allison is apparently a comedic genius. But anyway, back to being serious here for a second. I had the chance to have Zach on my radio show a few months ago, and we talked a lot about music, where Rebel Union was headed, et cetera, et cetera. But let me just go ahead and tell you some dates where you can see Rebel Union live. Hold on, let me bring these things up. Apparently, there's no upcoming dates. Wait, never mind. They'll be at Smith's Old Bar tonight in Atlanta, Georgia, and tomorrow night at the Foundry in Athens, Georgia. The 5th, they'll be at the Brewery Station in Apalachicola, Florida. The 6th, they'll be at Port St. Joe, Florida, at the Thirsty Goat. The 7th of October, they'll be at Port St. Joe as well, at the Escalop Republic. 14th, they'll be in Aiken, South Carolina, at Giles Park. And December 17th, they'll be in Vera. They'll be in Decatur, Georgia, at Eddie's Attic. And with all that being said, this brings us to the a number one song this week. It's by Adam Doliak, and it's called Whiskey's Fine on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Drinks in on a Friday night, heard a knock at the door, so I turned on the light and I said, baby, what you doing outside with that 2 a.m. kind of drunk kind of smile? Every word that you say sounds like you miss me. Every move that you make says you want to kiss me, and you whisper, baby, can I hang in for a while? Well, come on in, the whiskey's fine. It ain't even close to closing time. So if you want to taste that Tennessee, well, pour another drink with me and put your lips on mine. Come on in, the whiskey's fine. Trail of clothes, and I'm sorry, down the hall. Yeah, you're leaving your mark with that lipstick red, and we're falling back into this bed. So come on in, the whiskey's fine. It ain't even close to closing time. So if you want to taste that Tennessee, we'll pour
Adam Doliak was 2 years old growing up in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. His father, Donnie, taught him to play the drums. By the time he was two, Adam had already displayed some musical talent. Even though he demonstrated musical talent, Adam also excelled in sports. With offers for golf and basketball already on the table, after being talked into baseball, playing baseball his senior year by his friends, University of Southern Mississippi made its own offer of a baseball scholarship after just one offer of playing. After just 1 year of playing, I mean. Adam accepted and went on to win 3 rings in 4 years as the Southern Mississippi Conference USA champ. He also played in the College World Series in 2009. That decision changed the course of his life. Quote, "It's unbelievable how much one decision can impact where life takes you," he says. His college roommates were on the baseball team with him, and they were all guitar players. Quote, "That's where I learned my first chords." He's played nearly 400 shows the last 2 years, and has penned upward of 200 songs, has written hits for country superstars King Brown and Darius Rucker, and has had many others put on hold for artists including Kenny Chesney, Russell Flats, Justin Moore, and David Nail. Adam released his self-titled debut EP on June 16, 2017. The EP was recorded in Nashville, produced by Lindsey Rhymes, and Victor Six Tracks, co-written by Adam, including the single that you just heard, Whiskey's Fine. So, coming in at number one this week was Whiskey's Fine by Adam Doliak. And there you have it, folks. Another week of Indie Country Radio Down. We have a busy week coming up next week. Monday at 4:30 Central, we've got super talented singer songwriter Amelia Presley of the Highway Sisters joining us. Tuesday at 4:30, we've got Rachel Louise Taylor, I believe. Let me check that. But I'm 90% sure that's happening. Let me check that real quick. Hold on. Tuesday we have Rachel Louise Taylor, and then Wednesday, October 4th at 4:30 Central, we have singer songwriter Lily Garland. Let me just, while I'm thinking about it, in the 5 minutes we've got, let me run down some tour dates where you can see Adam Doliak perform. Let me see, sure. Tonight he'll be at a Java Jams for a free concert at the University of Louisville. October 6th, he'll be in Tallahassee, Florida, at a Friday Night Block Party at a college town. The 7th, he'll be in Leakesville, Mississippi, at a Wild Country Off Road. October 18th, kicks off the Sirius XM Highway Finds tour in Washington, D.C., and that runs through December 9th. With all that being said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.